Welcome tonight's matchup in the heart of the North between the Hayward Hurricanes and the Bloomin' Lady Hawks as the season winds down to the conclusion and the WIA playoffs are right around the corner as we are into playoff basketball season in the end of February. Tonight's game pits the league-leading Bloomin' Lady Hawks fresh off of the huge win over the Chautauqua Bulldogs at Chautauqua, 43-37, against a scrappy Hayward team that is 8-4 in conference and 11-6 overall. They certainly pose a threat. Bloomer cannot be relaxed in any parts of their game if they want to come away with a win tonight. The Hurricanes come in averaging only 42 points a game, while Bloomer has been scoring at a 54 per game clip. So the advantage definitely swings towards the Lady Hawks with the defense they have been playing of late. Hayward will be hard-pressed to go beyond that 42 points per game average. And Bloomer, if they shoot well, certainly would be in the driver's seat to win this game and put a clinch on the conference title. They have a big game next week coming up when they play Durand on Tuesday night. Durand is the conference leader in the middle border. They are a perennially tough team, and Bloomer handled them last year at Durand, but this is a year later, different scenario, so that will be a great game to challenge the Lady Hawks before playoff basketball starts in 2 weeks. The key player for Hayward will be number 51, Valerie Sheriff. She is averaging almost 12 points a game for the Hurricanes and about 7 boards a game as well. But she will have a tough task inside as she faces Samantha Meyer and Jordan Olson, the Twin Towers for the Hawks. Samantha is leading the conference in rebounding comfortably. And we will expect nothing less from her tonight. Here's the opening tap. Bloomer takes the ball into the front court. Kelsey Seibel over to Crystal Parr. Down in the corner to Sam Meyer. Looking for cutters. Backside to Crystal Seibel. Or make that Seibel. Kelsey Seibel. Her shot is long and rebounded by 25 for Hayward. That'll be French. When we have our first turnover, the defense of Megan Sibbers hounded number 15, Katie White, into a 10-second violation in the backcourt. Sibbers did a magnificent job on Nicole Christensen, the Chautauqua point guard, and it looks like she is ready to play great defense again tonight. Bloomer dumps it inside to Meyer. Turnaround jumper spins in and out. Sheriff comes down with the rebound. Oh, that was partway down, but it rolled out. Bloomer comes up floor into a man-to-man defense. They dump it down into Lotus Riff, kicks it back out. Long shot, short off the rim, rebounded by Megan Sibbers up to Crystal Parr on the left wing, down in the corner. They leave her, she pops and hits. What were they thinking? They backed off Crystal to set up their defense. And she found herself wide open on the wing and knocked down the three as Bloomer takes the early lead, 3-0 off a Crystal Parr three-pointer. Oh, there's a turnover. Another violation off the press. And just a man-to-man press coming up the floor, but Bloomer is so quick. That time, Kelsey Seibel forced the carry on the guard, bringing the ball up for Hayward. Sibbers brings the ball in, down into Meyer, off the wing to Kelsey Seibel, out front, top of the key, Crystal Park, down inside to Jordan Olson, back outside. Seibel thinks about it, pulls it off. Crystal Park dribbles down the corner, looking down for Sam Myers. Meyer steps out this time, high. We were being very patient here, very patient. Jordan Olson inside, almost a foul by Sheriff as she reached in. Sibbers into the corner, Seibel back to Myers. It's about the 10th pass already on this set. Very patient as they are trying to probe this Hayward man defense. Crystal Parr into Jordan Olsen. Olsen forces one up, and it slips out of her hand, guarded by Schriff, and she is losing control of the ball. Recovered by Schriff. She gets it into the front court to 15. Bounce pass inside to Schriff. She gets the roll. Nice give and go pass. And Hayward is on the board with their first basket. 3-2. Sivers, top of the key to Crystal Parr. She's going to take that three. A little off balance. Tipped out. Megan Sivers has the board. She has a little running hook off the rim. Rebounded by French again. Number 15, Katie White, is just being hounded by Sivers up the floor. She is going to be one tired girl all night. On the wing to number 23, Samantha Hayes, out on top. Back to Cassie Ellsworth. Samantha French to the wing to Hayes. A long shot this time by number 21, Cassie Ellsworth, tipped out of bounds. It'll be Bloomer basketball. We have our first substitution in the game as Bridget Redinger will check in. Next whistle. Down inside to Sam Myers. Nice move by Sam. Oh, she is hit on the arm as she goes up. Nice step through by Sam as she got a drop step advantage on French. And French whacked her in the elbow as she put up the shot. It'll be two free throws for Sam Meyer as she goes to the line for the first free throws of the game. Score is still 3-2, Bloomer. Sam's first free throw is up, in and out. It rattled just like the earlier jump shot. Sam has just had some rotten luck with her shooting this season. So many of the same kinds of shots have rattled in and out. One of these nights, they're all going to fall. Second shot coming up. That'll be the first foul on French, first foul of the game. And a second shot by Sam is good. Score now goes to 4-2. 4:17 on the clock, first period. Into the game for Hayward is Monica Isham, number 43. Gives them a little more size as she's a 6-foot junior. Schriff goes to the baseline. She misses on a good defensive effort by Jordan Olsen, and Olsen rebounds. And Bloomer quickly brings the ball up the floor. Parr off of a screen from Olsen, back out to Olsen, top of the key, swing the ball around the outside, down to Parr in the corner. There's a reach-in foul, Isham. 43 for Hayward, picks in the foul as the ball was being entered into the post where Bridget Redinger was in good position. Isham just reached over and knocked the ball away, but whacked her in the side of the head. Second foul on Hayward. Bloomer inbounds the corner to Seibel. Back to Parr in the corner. Nothing there. Running left-hander tipped by Hayward. And they come racing down the floor. Tipped away by Kelsey Seibel as she hustled back to get in front of that long down-court pass. So Hayward will take the ball out of bounds, trailing by a 2. 3:36 on the clock. Sam Myers out of the game for a quick breather here. On the perimeter, over to number 33, Megan Munns in the game now. Back on top to 45, Audrey Sundberg. Lots of movement by Hayward off the bench. Over to Schriff. She takes a little jump shot, and it's good. Nice drive that time. Cassie Ellsworth drove down the middle, drew the defense, dumped it off that time to Schriff, and she was able to knock down a 10-foot jumper to tie the game 4-4. Bloomer quickly down floor. We've got another foul. Who we got this time? Number 45 picks up her first foul. That's the third team foul on Hayward. No fouls for Bloomer. Inbounds down inside to Bridget Redinger. Knocked out of bounds this time. Jordan Olsen out of the game. Sam Meyer back in. Crystal Parr to inbound the pass. Alicia Schemenauer is in the game now. Kelsey Seibel with a breather. Ball around the outside, off to Sibbers on the left wing, back to the top of the key, Crystal Parr. Looking down inside to Bridget Rediger, over to Sam Meyer, up and in. Beautiful look by Bridget Rediger as the backside defender stepped in to play D. Sam Meyer was standing on the opposite post and knocked in the six-foot jump shot. Bloomer goes ahead 6-4. 3 points now for Sam Meyer on a basket and a free throw. Hayward swings the ball over to Sheriff on the outside, back to number 33, Muntz, to it, Cassie Ellsworth. We get a foul on Crystal Parr. Ellsworth took the ball to the hole from about the top of the key. Crystal put an arm bar on her, called for the quick foul. It'll be Bloomer's first. Hayward inbounds to Aisha, knocked away, but into Sheriff. Turnaround jump shot wildly off the backboard, rebounded by Crystal Parr. Schemenauer brings the ball up court on the wing to Kelsey Seibel. Oh, down inside to Bridget Rediger, right through her hands as she was thinking about what she wanted to do on a post move. Ball goes out of bounds. That was Bloomer's first turnover. Well played half, or first quarter by Bloomer as far as controlling the basketball, but they do only have 6 points. Man-to-man press this time. Bring the ball up close. They bring it down to the right wing into number 23. She dumps it down into Isham. Samantha Hayes back on top, number 23. Tipped away by Sam Meyer on the entry pass to Sheriff. Quickly, Bloomer is taking the ball down court. Off to Crystal Parr. Long three-pointer. Good! Nice penetration by Kelsey Seibel. She dumped it back out to Crystal. Crystal did not hesitate to pull the trigger, and that was good all the way. And Bloomer jumps to a 9-4, five-point lead with Crystal Parr having 2 3-pointers to once again spark the offense. Kelsey Seibel saw that. Nobody had picked her up immediately. Penetrated to about 10 feet in the lane. As the defense closed, she kicked it back out to Crystal. Crystal loaded up and took the quick release, nailed the three, and Bloomer is playing great team basketball. 1:28 on the clock. It's 9-4. It's going to be a relatively slow-paced game because both teams play such good defense. But Bloomer is a little bit quicker and a little more athletic. But this Valerie Sheriff is a very strong post player. She could be a big factor all night long. Press in the backcourt. 2-2-1 zone press. Hayward kicks it up to Sheriff. She goes right to the hole. And, oh, she misses a layup. Isham rebounds. Sheriff came up short on that as she had a good look at the basket. The ball was tipped over to Isham. Isham went up and missed the easy shot, but she was fouled by number 13, Kelsey Seibel. Seibel's first foul. 2 shots for Isham. Whoa, the first one is hard off the backboard. She'll get a second shot here. After that miss, I'm sure the Bloomer rebounders are paying close attention. That ball could wind up anywhere. Second shot off again. Oh, Crystal Parr did not close off the shooter. The ball dribbled right back to Isham. Back inside to the wing to Isham. Looking inside to Sheriff. Isham drops the ball. She double dribbles as she picks it up and bounces it again, and it's a turnover. Kelsey Seibel is back into the game along with Courtney Mickle. Jordan Olson is out for a breather. Alicia Schemenauer is out of the game now, as is Bridget Rediger. Bloomer swings the ball around quickly on the top of the key to Crystal Parr. Back to the wing, down into the low post to Sam Meyer, back out to Courtney Mickle. They swing it back around again, down to Jordan Olson on the right side. Off to the first cutter, Mickle. Swing it all the way around to Crystal Parr, back to the top of the key. Very patient, as this has been Bloomer's trademark against good defensive teams. They don't turn the ball over. Kelsey Seibel, a wild drive into a triple team, threw the ball off the backboard. Jordan Olson got a hand on the ball, knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Hayward ball. Good hard drive that you come to expect from Seibel, but into the teeth of that defense, she was just a little out of control to get a good shot off. Hayward weaves the ball up, just barely beats the 10-second clock as Bloomer had great pressure on that zone defense. 45 throws, a wild shot up, hard off the board, rebounded by Seibel. And there's the end of the first quarter. And Bloomer has taken a 9-4 lead in this game as they played very good defense, giving up just two baskets in the first period. Valerie Sheriff is being controlled well, but if she had a little more support, she could be one dominant player, as she is a very strong girl. And she can get position down low anytime she wants it, but it's a matter of can they get the ball to her. Bloomer's very aware of this. They've been jumping their post defenders around to try and get into a front position when she gets too low, and Sam Myers knocked the ball away a couple times to keep that from happening. Hayward has substituted a great deal in this first period. It hasn't hurt them as far as losing continuity on defense, but they just have not done much offensively. Very few good looks. If they're going to have any chance of upsetting Bloomer here, they're going to have to hit any good look they get all night long. Hayward will bring the ball up as they put it in play. Hayes over to Katie White, out to Cassie Ellsworth. Back down inside to White. She's looking inside for post play. Oh, there's a jumper and a swing to number 23, Samantha Hayes. She took it at the free throw line, turned, and hit the jump shot. Sheriff is getting a breather, so they're just running a little perimeter game. Jordan Olson on a running hook shot. She is off, rebounded by 23, Hayes, and Jordan Olson commits the foul. She's a little frustrated at the miss. She had a nice size mismatch inside, but the shot was a little wilder than what I'm sure Coach Wilson would have wanted. There's a press again by Bloomer. Hayward brings the ball up to the front court without too much trouble. There's a pass outside to Katie White. She gets it down to Ellsworth. Over to Hayes. Back to Katie White. Kristen Olson into the game now for Hayward, as they swing the ball around. They're looking hard for any cutters. They don't have an opportunity to score inside, and with this offense of the team on the floor. Sam Meyer knocks the ball in away, but it's picked up by Hayward. Long three-pointer, air ball, rebounded by Crystal Parr. Up the floor to number 33, Megan Sibbers. Back inside to Jordan Olson. Swing left hand up and in. Good assist to Crystal Parr on that play. Jordan Olson kept working very hard for position, and it paid off. Oh, wild pass into the front court, but Jordan Olson didn't see it coming, and Hayward scrambled to pick it up. Back around the top of the key, Olson. Off to Katie White, top of the key. She's dribbling over to the right side, down to French. Back inside, French kicks it out to the corner, back outside to Ellsworth. They're probing, trying to find some cracks in this defense. Sam Meyer has got Ellsworth outside. Katie White working against Megan Sibbers. There's a jump shot by number 13, Kristen Olson, as they drew the defense. Sibbers had Katie White, but Bloomer jumped off into a double team, and she found Olson, who knocked down the jump shot, 11-8. Bloomer is ahead now. Both teams are playing tough man-to-man defense. Megan Sibbers penetrates, kicks it out to Kelsey Seibel. Seibel will drive, kicks it over to Sam Meyer. Very disciplined effort by Bloomer. Back into Meyer, out to Seibel, back into Meyer, and it's stolen by French. as she came from the backside and was able to take the ball away. There's a bump in the open court by Megan Sivers. Megan is getting, she knows that she's not going to get beat to the basket, so she's trying to be very aggressive in getting her hands on the basketball. And that was a smart play by Katie White as she stopped suddenly. Sivers banged into her and picked up the foul. Bloomer's going to run a little zone here as they run a matchup zone. They swing the ball around. Tough look for Hayward to score in this zone with that small team on the floor. Bloomer will stay in that zone look as Hayward swings the ball into play. Katie White drives into the corner. Long shot from the corner, rebounded by Sivers. Sivers going to attack up the floor, switch it to her left side, up and off. Oh, she had a good look, just did not get a good shot. She's hunting down the basketball. I hope she doesn't pick up a foul in the open court now. Ellsworth off to Katie White. Back over to Ellsworth. Tipped away, picked up by Sivers. Kelsey Seidel's going to take it to the basket, and it's in. Sivers fed Seidel ahead of the pack. She knocked it home for the easy deuce, and it goes to 13-8 with Bloomer running to a five-point lead again. In this zone trap, they are bringing the trap way out on top. There's a wild pass into the corner. Another turnover by Hayward. We have timeout called by Hayward as with 3:51 on the clock in the second period, the score is 13-8. Bloomer with a five-point lead. The pace of this game is slow, which was to be expected with two tough defensive matchups on both sides of the ball. Hayward does not have as much athleticism as Bloomer does, but they do fundamentally well in their man-to-man, and they get off screens, and they switch when they need to switch, and they run their help side defense extremely well on the post, so it's hard for Bloomer to get some easy looks. And Bloomer has been very patient. They're not forcing up shots that have no chance of going in, so I think we'll continue to see this chess match until either it's going to be a tight game all the way or Bloomer gets to a little bigger lead and forces Hayward to change their mentality and put a little more pressure on the outside. Bloomer has been coming back with a half-court trap, trapping up high, and is really giving Hayward fits. They turned the ball over two times in a row. See if Coach Wilson will stay with that defense as they come back out of the timeout with the same lineup. All right, Kelsey Seibel on top over to Crystal Parr. There's a three-pointer. It is short. Rebound by Sivers and up and in. The ball was short. Sivers picked it out of the air underneath the basket and knocked it home with that left hand. There's a steal in the backcourt by Sam Myers. Up to Sivers, and she scores again. Back-to-back baskets by Megan Sivers. Steal this time by Sam Myers off the press. And more pressure in the backcourt. They get it into Sharif. She dumps it back into the corner to number 23. Across the top, Olsen to White. Down in the corner to Munns. Now they're back into their matchup zone. Long shot, wildly off the backboard by Olsen. She did knock one home earlier, but that had no chance. Down inside to Jordan Olsen. She's trying to think of a post move against Sharif, but Sharif with that big body just does not let her back her down. The ball on top being swung around. Megan Sivers at the top of the key. Down inside to Seibel. Off to the wing. Crystal Parr guarded well by Samantha Hayes. Down inside to Jordan Olsen. Oh, Jordan Olsen overlays but chases down her own rebound. Megan Sivers drives in the lane, dumps it down to Kelsey Seibel. Up and in! What a tough move by Kelsey Seibel as Valerie Sharif had switched off on Kelsey. And at 5'7 against 6 feet, Kelsey Seibel challenged Sharif, got the ball to go, and Sharif picked up her first foul. 14 fouls. Both teams now are in the four-foul column. Kelsey Seibel, what a great move as she challenged Sharif, knocked it home, has her one free throw coming. It's long, tipped, but Isham comes down with it for Hayward. Matchup zone, looking for that trap on top. Crystal Parr with the steal. Hayward has had one shot in their last five possessions, four turnovers and one wild shot. Bridget Rediger left unguarded. Sam Meyer should have had the rebound tipped out of her hand. Number 45 comes up with the ball, Thunberg, and she's racing down court. It is tipped away from behind by Crystal Parr, and it will be Hayward ball out of bounds. Bridget Rediger had come into the game, and on the change of athletes, they forgot to guard her, left her wide open, but she couldn't knock it down. There's a shot from the corner, off, rebounded by Sam Meyer. The ball is tipped, but back into Crystal Parr's hands. They have a quick advantage here. Who are they going to go to? Into the corner, number 55. Sam Meyer picks it up on the backside, back into to Katie Bitney. Katie misses again as she dropped two balls off the backboard. Rebounded by Sharif. Back over to Katie White, into the corner to Isham. Trying to find the ball, find the post play of Sharif, either on top on the elbow or down on the block. She's guarded this time by Katie Bitney. Number 33, Munz, looks to the corner for 45, Sundberg. There's a shot by Sharif. Ball is tipped out. Sharif comes up with her own rebound. Isham, a wild left-hander. Katie Bitney gets the rebound up to Crystal Parr. Nice job by Katie Bitney. She had two good looks down on the offensive end, but couldn't get either one to fall, and then came up with a rebound. Nice job as the subs come in and give the starters a nice breather. So back on the floor now with more substitutions. Alicia Schemenauer, Courtney Mickel, Megan Sibbers, Crystal Parr, and Alicia Schemenauer. Oh, I said her. Jordan Olson will round out the five on the floor. Ball inbounds. Alicia Schemenauer dribbles across the top of the key. Over to Courtney Mickel. Bloomer swings the ball all the way around to Crystal Parr. There's a shot by Courtney Mickel off the wing as Jordan Olson had taken the post entry and kicked it back out. There's a steal tipped away by Megan Sibbers. Crystal Parr back to Megan Sibbers, and there's a layup. Nice teamwork. Good hounding defense by Sibbers. Tipped it away. Parr picked it up and repaid Sibbers the favor with a layup. Nice teamwork. 21-8. Bloomer has a 13-point lead. There's a long shot taken off, and ball is tipped. Isham with one more look. No good. And there's the end of the second period as Bloomer has raced out to a lead of 21-8. Back-to-back four-point quarters for Hayward. We said that with only average of 42 points a game that they would have a difficult time scoring. But at 4 points a game, it is not going, or 4 points a quarter, that's not going to get it done. All right, we have 21-8 lead for Bloomer with Crystal Parr having 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Megan Sibbers has come up with 3 layups off of steals to match Crystal Parr with 6 points. Sam Meyer has 3. Jordan Olson has 2. And Kelsey Seibel has a bucket to round out the scoring. Very nice job by Bloomer defensively to create some offensive opportunities. Hayward has a nice defensive club. They are a well-balanced team defensively, and it shows. But if they can't score, they certainly aren't going to win. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a few moments as we have the halftime score here as Bloomer, Lady Hawks lead Hayward 21-8. Welcome back as we are almost ready to begin the second half. Bloomer is ahead 21-8. Some halftime statistics. Bloomer has 9 for 21 for the game as they are shooting in slightly above 40%. They have hit two three-pointers. Well, Crystal Parr has hit two three-pointers, which is no surprise. Crystal Parr also has three assists in the game. Rebounding-wise, Bloomer is trailing team rebounding. Hayward has 13, Bloomer has 12. Sam Meyer has three, and Megan Sivers has raised that 5-5 frame all the way up for four rebounds herself. The difference in the game has been in turnovers, as Bloomer only has two turnovers for the first half. Hayward has nine. And indeed, you have seven more opportunities to put the ball in play. With a good team that you're playing, they're going to give you an awful lot of trouble. So, as we start the second quarter, or make that the third quarter in the second half, Megan Sivers will inbound to Kelsey Seibel. Seibel has 4 points, and Sivers has six. Sivers was the recipient of the baskets from steals in that second quarter. The ball is tipped away and picked off by number 21 for Hayward. As the ball was knocked off, Sam Myers tips the ball, and Jordan Olson picks it up. So we start out with back-to-back turnovers. Cassie Ellsworth stole the ball, and Jordan Olson came with it for Bloomer. Hayward comes out with his own look. Over to Sam Meyer. Megan Sivers, a long shot that is tipped. It's off the backboard, rebounded by number 25, Samantha French. Bloomer gets in despite the rebound and off the missed shot. They get into their defensive look. They are in that matchup zone once again. Sam Myers on the outside wing creating havoc. They're not going to get a shot off against the 6-foot jumping jack out there off the wing. Ball tipped out of bounds. Hayward throws it back in to White. Over to French. Make that Cassie Ellsworth. She dribbles right off her foot. Jordan Olson picks it up court to Megan Sivers. Hayward gets back quickly after there's a 3-2 advantage. With that zone look, Bloomer's going to try to find Crystal Parr somewhere, I'm sure. And we have, there's a bad pass by Sivers as she tried to force the ball into the corner. Picked off that time by Hayward. It looks like they're running a box and one, perhaps on Parr. Sam Meyer goes for the steal. She doesn't pick it up. Valerie Schrift, little jump shot, up and in. Hayward is on the board. 21-10 now. 11-point lead now. Schrift has been quiet in this game. Good defense by the post presence inside of Bloomer, Sam Meyer, and Jordan Olson. This zone is a tough look for Bloomer right now. To the free throw line, to Olson, down in the corner. Sam Meyer, she'll take the jumper. It's off. Jordan Olson battles. The ball is on the ground, and Cassie Ellsworth comes up with it. Long three-point shot by Katie White, rebounded by Kelsey Seibel. Seibel over to the wing to Megan Sivers, unguarded. She takes two dribbles and knocks it home. That'll reach Bloomer's lead back to 13 points, and Hayward will answer with a timeout as they're going to try and straighten up their defensive mistake here as Bloomer quickly came back with the basketball. It looked like they were trying to switch up their defense from the zone they were in, and somebody forgot to get the message, left Megan Sivers wide open on the wing. She simply then took the ball and dribbled right to the basket for an easy left-hand layup and her eighth point of the night. Hayward's back out on the floor. Coach, I don't know his name. He's not listening to the program, but their coach has them straightened out. Bloomer with only token pressure in the backcourt with Megan Sivers hounding whoever's going to bring the ball up. Number 21, Cassie Ellsworth, passes over to Katie White. There's now that trap up on top. Bloomer is really chasing the ball, hounding it. Sam Meyer tips the ball Oh, she couldn't catch up to it in the back court. That would have been an easy layup for Sam if she would have been able to get her hands on the ball before it rolled out of bounds. But Hayward will simply put the ball in play in the backcourt into Katie White as she brings the ball up over to Cassie Ellsworth. Back to White. Looking to the wing. Tipped by Bluer. On the floor is Seibel, and she creates the turnover as number 23, Samantha Hayes, fell down on the ground and rolled over for a turnover. And Bloomer is bringing the ball back up with Megan Sibbers. Still in that zone look now. They're chasing a box and one on Crystal Parr. Over to Parr. Swing into the corner. Kelsey Seibel is... looked like she got hit, but Jordan Olson picks up the rebound and knocks it home. Kelsey Seibel threw up about a 15-footer. It looked like she got hit on the arm, but the ball went awry. Jordan Olson picked it up and knocked it in for a 25-10 Bloomer advantage. Jordan Olson picks up her second basket of the night. And there's another turnover by Hayward as Bloomer's trap forces an errant pass back into the backcourt. There's an over and a back call on Hayward, and they pick it up. But it'll be Bloomer's ball. Down inside now. Bloomer takes it, swing over the corner to Kelsey Seibel. Inside, she throws one off the back rim. Knocked around, back out to number 33. Megan Sibbers, she dumps it back into Sam Meyer. Baseline pass is kicked out of bounds by Hayward. Bloomer will have the ball on underneath the basket. Inside to Kelsey Seibel, unguarded. What a defensive error. This look of frustration on the Hayward coach's face. An inbounds play. Oh, the ball is stolen by Megan Sibbers. She misses the layup. The crowd is just gasping on that one. She missed from a foot. On her, she's a left-hander and missed on the left side. Long three-pointer by Munns. And Megan Munns knocks home a three, 27-13. 14-point advantage for the Lady Hawks. Into the game, we've got Alicia Schemenauer and Bridget Rediger waiting for the next whistle to come in. Ball dumped into Sam Meyer. Hard to the hole on a drop step. It's good, and she is fouled. Valerie Schriff picks up her second foul. Great drop step by Sam Meyer. She hooked her on her hip, went hard to the basket, knocked it in, and she will get one more free throw to go with that dynamic post move to the hoop. 29-13 with the free throw coming. Rolls off, rebounded by number 25, Samantha French. Up the court, down into the corner to Samantha Hayes. Inside this time, tipped away by Jordan Olson, trying to get it inside to Sheriff. Bridget Rediger will come back in. Sam Myers comes out. She has been playing extremely well lately. She's always been a terrific rebounder, but her game defensively and offensively have just been so good. Another three-pointer by Megan Munns. Back-to-back threes, and Bloomer suddenly has someone they have to pay attention to. Munns, 6 points, almost equaled the entire first half output of the Hayward team. Seibel throws it away. She tried to penetrate and kick it out to Parr, but the Hayward defenders didn't collapse like she expected. And the ball went out of bounds. That's the third turnover this half by Bloomer. They only had two in the entire first half, three in the third quarter, for a total of 5 for the game. Hayward has 13, so they still have a big advantage. Long pass inside to Isham on the post, outside to Sundberg, over to Hayes, swing it to Sundberg, back over to Megan Munns. There's a shot from the corner, long. Rebounded by number 23, Samantha Hayes, and she puts it in. That was an air ball, which caught Bloomer off guard on the backside rebound. She was able to get it home. Hayward's back to man-to-man with Crystal Parr getting a breather on the bench. Ball inside to Jordan Olsen. She is not able to get it home, but the ball is tipped out to Sivers. Seidel on the bounce pass by Sivers goes up the shot, and it is partially blocked, but she is fouled. She'll go to the line for two. The foul is called against number 43, Monica Isham. That's her second. And Seibel misses her first. Bloomer has not been a good free throw shooting team, shooting just above 50% for the season. They have some very good shooters, but the free throw line has been a problem. Seibel up and in and out again. The ball's tipped by Meyer over to Rediger. She knocks it out to Seibel. Back, Seibel puts it back up and in. So she gets her 2 points the hard way instead of the easy way. Six for Seibel now. 31-18. Kicked by Sivers in backcourt. And she was hounding number 25, Samantha French. Her defensive presence has just been remarkable in the Chautauqua and now the Hayward games. There's a long entry pass in the low post. Tipped away by Seibel, picked up by Rediger. Sivers will bring the ball up the floor. Nice reaction by Bloomer to defend that long pass into the post. Off top of the key to Meyer, down into Bridget Rediger. Stolen by number 23, Samantha Hayes. She's going to dribble, pass into Isham. Isham with a running left-hander off, rebounded by Seibel. Seibel brings it straight up the center of the court, stops, looks to Sivers, top of the key, over to the corner to Bridget Rediger. Bounce pass inside to Sivers. There's a left-handed layup. Nice entry pass by Bridget Rediger as she saw the cutter that time on the left side. Megan Sivers put it home, and she has another basket. That puts her into double figures for the evening with 10. Off to Olsen, Sundberg, over to Megan Munn. She misses their third three-point attempt this quarter after knocking down two. There's a running left-hander by 23, picked out of there by number 33, Megan Sivers, for her fifth rebound. Sam Myers brings it up four. One shot this time, 15 seconds in counting. Sivers standing on top, over to Sam Meyer. 10 seconds. Sam Meyer has the ball tipped away. Sivers recovers. Off to Alicia Sheminar. It's picked up, and she fouls Kristen Olsen. Sam had someone go for the steal and probably would have been, in a normal situation, would have taken the 15-foot jump shot. But with the clock winding down and the coach calling for one shot, she tried to get to the rim, only to have a ball tipped away. There's a long three-point effort at the end of the quarter by Megan Munns, and is off the front rim from midcourt. Beautiful effort, but to no avail. So at the end of the third period, Bloomer is ahead, 33-18. Hayward did come back with a 10-point quarter after four-point efforts in each of the first two. Bloomer answered with 12 of their own and added to their lead by 2 points. Bloomer was led that period in with Megan Sivers picking up a couple more baskets. The turnovers, again, were key as Hayward turned the ball over five more times. They now have 14 for the game. Bloomer only has five, and that has been a huge defensive advantage for Bloomer. So Hayward has to make up 15 points in this fourth quarter. They have been a little more frantic trying to shoot the ball more quickly against Bloomer's pressure defense. We'll see if they continue to do that, but they would have to get unbelievably hot to close this gap. And they will have trouble rebounding as Bloomer has size. Sam Meyer rejects number 13, Kristen Olsen's shot from the baseline. Sam climbs the ladder and knocks it way out of bounds. Olsen, at only 5'5", has learned a lesson the hard way. Hayward puts it back in play. Man-to-man this time by Bloomer. Sam Meyer. Oh, they're going to do the matchup zone. There's a jump shot by 21, Cassie Ellsworth, and it crawls over the rim and in, 33-20. As Hayward comes out and scores the first basket of the fourth quarter. Bloomer swings the ball around inside to Sam Meyer. Back outside to Crystal Parrish. Quick shot for three-point land off the front rim, but she chases down her own rebound. Sam Meyer with a jump shot off the backboard and in. She was looking to pass for to Jordan Olson. Realized she had a step to her right. Took it and knocked it home. Nice offensive move by Sam. She now has 7 points. Shriff with a jump shot in and out. Jordan Olson with the rebound. Shriff has a nice jump shot. But she's trying to shoot over the top of Sam Meyer that time. The ball's dumped down inside Kelsey Seibel, and Shriff will pick up the foul. Bloomer will put the ball in play underneath. Crystal Parr entering the ball in. Outside to Megan Sivers. Sivers backs out with the pass, where the ball passes into Parr. Parr goes to the baseline, dumps it to Jordan Olson, and she knocks it in. Nice pass by Crystal Parr. That's her fourth assist of the game. She found Jordan Olson from about the 10-foot mark on the edge of the lane, and Jordan Olson with a quick shot knocked it home, 37-20. Bloomer's in that matchup zone now, paying attention to where Megan Munns is after knocking in those two threes at the start of the third quarter. Ball is tipped by Sivers. Sivers is able to get the ball first. She misses the layup. She gets her own rebound. Crystal Parr for three. Off. Rebounded by Shriff. Oh, what action, but Megan Sivers missed her second inside shot. She could have had a career scoring night with those easy shots. Number 21, Cassie Ellsworth misses a jump shot from 10 feet, gets her own rebound with the left hand up and in, 37-22 now. 15-point difference as Bloomer brings the ball up, enters the ball into Sam Meyer at the elbow into Kelsey Seibel. She drives hard to the basket. Nice power move by Kelsey Seibel, and she gets the right-handed layup, 39-22. Terrific offensive move by Kelsey Seibel. She would not be denied. Oh, the ball is almost stolen, tipped out of there. Sundberg picks it up into Cassie Ellsworth. She drives to the hole, knocked away by Jordan Olson. Nice tip as she used her 6-foot reach against Ellsworth to knock the ball away. Nice effort by Seibel and Sam Myers. They come out of the game with the 5-minute mark. Shriff takes a long pass. She does a spin move. Nice jump shot. Short. Jordan Olson is able to get it out of there. Alicia Schemenauer brings the ball up. She passes off to Sivers down the right side. Back to Crystal Parr. Bloomer's going to be very patient now. With a 17-point lead, they need good shots. They don't need to hurry anything. Into the top of the key, Jordan Olson. She traveled. She came to the basketball and just kept on going after she caught it. We need a little country music there for a line dance, and she would have been ready to go. Ball put in play. Katie White takes it in the backcourt. Bloomer backs off a little bit on their pressure. They're still in that matchup zone, but they're not trapping out on top now. Megan Silver still hounding that basketball at the top of the zone. She is just amazing in how hard she goes after everything on the floor that she can possibly touch. We have a foul on Bloomer. Ball was inbounded to French at the free throw line. As she turned, she was bumped by Bridget Rediger. She picks up her first foul. Myers and Seibel into the game. Coming out will be Sivers or Jordan Olson. Into the game also, Courtney Mickel and Alicia Schemenauer comes out. Hayward will inbound the ball underneath the basket. There's a pass over to Sundberg in the corner, off the top to Cassie Ellsworth. Let's go, Swinging around the top, back over to Katie White. She thought about the three, hesitated. Again, she's looking for that. Courtney Mickel hounds her on top. Down inside to Sheriff. Sheriff throws over the top. Cassie Ellsworth with the lane jump shot. Nice screen that time by French. Opened up Cassie Ellsworth, and she knocked home the jump shot. 39-24. Oh, there's it looked like a double dribble, but I guess not. Inside to Sam Meyer. Back to Bridget Rediger on the perimeter. Crystal Parr backs it out. Flips it to Kelsey Seibel. Between the rings. Down over the wing. Pass inside to Sam Meyer. She passes over to Bridget Rediger. Rediger drops it. Now kicks it back out to Parr. Down inside to Bridget Rediger. She turns and jumps. Misses it. Sam Meyer rebounds over the top of Valerie Schrift and knocks it in. 41-24. Good power rebound that time by Sam Meyer. Katie Bitney is going to check in. She saw a little action at the beginning of the game. Foul this time on number 15, Courtney Mickel. 17-point lead now as Bloomer is going to get a lot of their subs in the game and on the floor. Into the backcourt to Katie White. Over to Cassie Ellsworth. Swing pass to Sundberg. She drives over to Schrift. Schrift power move to the hole and knocks it in. That was a fine move as she did a little head fake. Found a little lane. Nobody's going to stop her then. Crystal Parr brings it up back out to Seibel. Seibel just backs it out. Bloomer's going to take some more time off the clock. Mickel over to Seibel. Off the wing now. Takes the screen by Meyer. Seibel kicks it back out to Meyer. Back out top to Crystal Parr as Bloomers steadily takes time off the clock with the score 41-26. They're in no hurry to score. Courtney Mickel drops the ball, picks it up. She gets it over to Crystal Parr while she's laying on her stomach. Down inside to Bitney. Bitney with the wild shot. Sam Meyer is the rebound. Kelsey Seibel digs out the loose ball. The ball is going to be underneath Bloomer's basketball. Into the game we have number 25, Tara Peterson coming in. Who's coming out? We got six on the floor. Kelsey Seibel comes out of the game, gets a nice round of applause. Played a terrific game once again. Sam Meyer takes the ball up on top, over to Parr. Tara Peterson on the right wing. Now inside to Katie Bitney. Back outside to Courtney Mickel. Back on top to Crystal Parr. She handles the pressure of Sundberg. Inside to Meyer. Tipped away. Sam picks it up again. There's a jump shot, and it's good. Beautiful jump shot by Sam Meyer. She is so capable of that. If she gets hot in going into the playoffs, she could be a dominant player. 11 points for Sam. Long pass, skip pass, Katie White over to Sundberg. Down inside to French, quick jump shot, off and rebounded by Katie Bitney up to Crystal Parr. Timeout by Bloomer. Coach Wilson wants to get the rest of his substitutions in as Alicia Schemenauer will enter the game along with Janelle Dalka. So with 1:14 on the clock, Bloomer is comfortably in front, 43-26, a 17-point lead. And with the substitutions flooding the floor, we probably won't see too much scoring from Bloomer's end. And as I look over to the Hayward lineup, he's going to stay with his regular rotation. So Bloomer just is going to try and control time with this group that they have out there and look for any good shot that they can get. It will be Bloomer's basketball underneath. Hayward hustles down to play defense. They ran at the other end. With all that confusion, Courtney Mickel was standing under the basket alone, but nobody handed her the basketball. There's a shot by Tara Peterson off and rebounded by Isham. Hayward comes up the floor. 1 minute on the clock, followed by Katie Bitney as French tried to drive baseline. It will be the fourth team foul for Bloomer. Both teams only have four fouls. Munz will trigger the ball in. Looking for a cutter. Out deep, Alicia Schemmenauer steals the ball. Is she going to go to the basket? No, she's going to pull it out. Going to their swing offense. Katie Bitney on the baseline. Over to Courtney Mickle. She is hounded by French. She dribbles to the basket and bounces off Isham's leg, goes out of bounds. And Bloomer will take it out of bounds underneath the basket again. Tara Peterson to throw it in. They run the line into the corner to Alicia Schemmenauer, into Katie Bitney, tipped away. Bitney recovers. She travels. She picked up the ball and ran around the defender to pass it out to Schemmenauer, but the officials thought maybe that was too many steps. Katie White swings the ball over to Samantha French. Over to Megan Munz, thinks about that three, hesitates, Isham off the wing, tipped away by Bitney. The ball is on the floor. There's a called jump ball. It'll be Bloomer's basketball with 17.4 ticks to go in this game, 43-26. Bloomer up by 17. Into Schemmenauer, over to Katie Bitney. Bitney dribbles up the floor, tips off her and out of bounds, but it will still be Bloomer ball with 11.4 on the clock. Bloomer will go, will advance now in league play. Their record will climb to 12-1 and 16-2 overall. Hayward will drop to 8-5 and 11-7 overall for the season. The Hawks have wrapped up a share of the conference title as they only have Spoon left in league play. They have Durand as a non-conference and Spooner left up at Spooner, and they have to win that game for the outright championship. There's a long shot that goes short, well short, and the end of the game as Bloomer dominates this one after the first quarter and comes away with a 43-26 win. A terrific night for Crystal Parr, Sam Meyer, Megan Sivers, Kelsey Seibel, as they each contributed so much in their own way. Samantha's rebounding led to her terrific post play, which enabled her to get her 11 points. Megan Sivers off of several steals and then some quick give-and-go offensive moves had 10. Crystal Parr was quiet after her threes, but she had four, maybe five assists in the game that showed the leadership and the unselfish play that has made her such an outstanding player over the course of her career. Tough inside play of Kelsey Seibel, digging out loose balls, finding those offensive rebounds. She played very well. Jordan Olson did a good job rebounding in the second half, and Bridget Redeker off the bench played extremely well. For the Lady Hawks, Hayward didn't have much to go with Valerie Schrift's presence inside. She did not get her 12-point average tonight, but you have to credit Bloomer's defense as they held Hayward to 26 points. I want to thank you for listening. This is West Wisconsin Sports. I'm Steve Kruger, and I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast. This is our last regular season broadcast. We hope that you enjoyed our play-by-play action. And if you have any comments, we'd be glad to hear them as we wrap up our broadcast season. I want to thank everybody back at West Wisconsin Sports as well. All right, I want to tell you once more the score, 43-26, Bloomer with the victory over the Hayward Hurricanes, and Bloomer will advance to the conference clinching game in Spooner in about a week and a half. So, Thank you very much for listening. It's snowy outside. I hope you make it home. And good night.